Just 6 weeks ago, a woman diagnosed with aggressive leukemia received the first allo stem cell transplant at St. Luke's in Boise. Now, if you're wondering what that is, these transplants are when the stem cells come from a donor's bone marrow or bloodstream. Idahoans previously had to leave the state to get one of these transplants. That is until now. Dr. Finn Peterson, an oncologist, was brought to Idaho from Utah to start St. Luke's Blood Cancer Center with the hope of saving more lives here at home. Dr. Peterson has been generous enough to join me live in studio to talk about this transplant, but also what this means for Idaho. So welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
The first thing I want to ask you, Dr. Peterson, tell me about this transplant process, because it is intense when we talk about something like this.
So it is intense because of the time that is involved and the particular risk of complication and side effects that can happen from it. But there are certain kinds of what we call liquid cancers or bone marrow cancers that cannot be cured by chemotherapy. And the field in general is moving away from chemotherapy into what we call immunotherapy. And the use of a donor's immune cells and bone marrow to cure a patient's cancer is what the allo stem cell transplant does.
And since 1993, St. Luke's has been offering a transplant, but it was the patient's stem cells, correct?
That is correct. So there are certain diseases where the bone marrow stem cells are intact and can be used from the patient, him or herself, when doing this procedure. But in those transplant, it's not as much the immune function that you are looking for. It is to be able to give higher doses of chemotherapy. So it's a completely different approach to trying to cure the cancer.
So why was it so important to bring this allo transplant, being able to use a donor, why was it so important to bring it to Idaho? Because we do have Salt Lake, you know, 4 or 5 hours away.
Yes. The reason is that the patients will have to spend a minimum of 3 to 4 months at the transplant center. And that's a real hardship when you go through a difficult treatment. You are taken away from your home and neighbors, church, and support, and often are placed in a part of a city, either Seattle, Salt Lake, Portland, that are not particularly the nicest part of town. And then you have to live there for 4 months while you go through these treatments. And that's really, really hard. Patients have to have a caregiver with them 24/7. That means that somebody can't work and keep up making the money for the family. And so with the increasing population of Idaho, it just got to be too many. 20 to 30 patients were sent out of state per year, I think in 2017, which has to do with the immense growth of Idaho. And patients all had that complaint that they really, really disliked having to go to a dangerous treatment way far away from home and really wanted it here. The issue is that the treatment is considered complex enough that it traditionally has only been done at medical school, university hospitals. However, there are a handful of programs in the nation who have been able to build up a successful program outside the medical school setting. And so that is what we are trying to do here at St. Luke's. St. Luke's has dedicated the resources, has acquired staff over the last couple of years to be able to care for all aspects of this complicated treatment. As you know, we have done our first transplant. We are in the process of doing our second transplant. And I don't see any reasons why we would not be able to build a successful program in Boise at St. Luke's.
I'm speaking with oncologist Dr. Finn Peterson about a new transplant option for cancer patients in Idaho. And Dr. Peterson, the first patient, her name was Patricia Edwards. Her name is Patricia Edwards. She had the transplant, I believe, April 17th, so 6 weeks ago.
Actually, May 17th.
Oh, May 17th. Thank you. You would know better than me. May 17th, but it's been about 6 weeks. She's out of the hospital. She is doing well.
Yes, it's not an easy treatment. It's not that there are no, she is on a number of medications. There are some side effects that we have to deal with. There is still a risk of the donor immune cells sort of attacking normal body cells, which is one of the most significant complications from the treatment. And all of that usually unfolds in the first 3 months. And so we are still monitoring her very closely for that.
And she was able to use her sister as a donor.
Correct.
This has to be perfect matches, I am assuming, when you're looking at something like this.
That is preferable, but not necessary. The technology nowadays is that we can basically use any family member as long as they are healthy, which means that in the past, when we did only do transplants from perfectly matched sibling donors, about two-thirds of patients needing a transplant could not get it or had to go and search for an unrelated donor. Now we can use children, we can use half-matched siblings, we can use parents, we can even use nieces and nephews sometimes. With the technology that has been developed within the last 10 years, we can do those transplants just as safely as a matched sibling donor transplant. What that means is that anyone who's not an orphan, pretty much, and who needs an allo transplant can get it.
And that's pretty amazing, because when this, you've been in this field for
40 plus years.
This was not the way it was
that
when you
correct.
Started.
When we started, we could only do this treatment in patients younger than 55 with a perfectly matched sibling donor. Now we can do these transplants, sometimes in the outpatient setting, in patients up to the age of 75, and we can use everyone will pretty much have a donor. And that's important, and particularly the age criteria is important, because the diseases we deal with, the myelodysplasia, which is also called pre-leukemia, the acute leukemia, those diseases hits mostly people over the age of 60 to 70. And so in the past, when you got those diagnoses, you were told to go home and put your business in order, and that there wasn't much you can do. But now we can cure patients up to age 75 and then make them able to live the rest of their natural life.
And in fact, with Patricia, she was told without this, she probably had about 4 to 6 months to live with this type of leukemia. I mean, there was really no other treatment. Am I correct?
That's a fair statement. The kind of marrow cancer that she had is incurable without an allo transplant.
So this is saving lives.
Yes.
And when you also look at, so it's basically blood cancers, but I also read testicular cancer as well.
That's more in the auto transplant ballpark, where chemotherapy is the key. It allows you to give higher doses of chemotherapy. Again, a little different from what we do with the allo transplant, where we sometimes don't even give chemotherapy, but only immune therapy to allow the patient to accept the donor's immune cells and bone marrow, and then rely on the donor immune cells to do the job of eradicating the cancer in the patient.
What is your hope for the new blood cancer center in Boise? I mean, the first transplant happened May 17th. You came to Boise April 1st, you said.
That is correct. So our hope is that we definitely can take care of the patients that come to the St. Luke system or any St. Luke hospital. But the treatment is available to anyone, not only in Idaho, who may not be part of the St. Luke system, but also from Eastern Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Montana. My hope is that we can build a center that will be able to handle these patients so that they don't have to go to cities that are not like the cities in the Intermountain West.
They can stay home.
They can stay home. Or if they come from other states, they can stay closer to home.
And that, I know I read an article with Patricia Edwards, and she said that was one of her biggest concerns about having to leave was having to go somewhere for so long and be displaced.
Right.
So when she was approached about the possibility of being able to stay home,
So we have no shortage of patients because what patients tell me is that they don't want to leave the state. And I know that there are many patients who choose not to go, even though they can save their life, but stay home, get treatment for a while, knowing that they will die from this disease. They would rather do that than spend 4 months out of state. There's one other thing that this program will allow us to do, and that is to offer other advanced cancer treatments that also traditionally can only be done at university medical centers, in particularly a treatment that has been in the news called CAR T-cell, where you genetically engineer a patient's immune cell. You take it out of the patients, you put a gene into the cell that makes the cell being aggressive against the patient's own cancer. You multiply those cells, you put them back into the patient's circulation, and the cancer melts away. This has been shown now for leukemia and for lymphoma, and probably will be available for many other types of cancers within the next 5 to 10 years. But in order to be able to do this treatment because of the side effects that you can have or the complications you can have, it's only allowed to be offered by programs that also do the allotransplants. Mm-hmm. Now that we do that, we are already in negotiations to be able to offer the so-called CAR T-cell therapy.
This is fascinating, just thinking about how far cancer treatment has come and to know now that there is the potential to be able to stay in Idaho and get this done. I so appreciate you coming in today and talking to us about this, and I hope for a good recovery for Ms. Edwards as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Peterson, for joining us today.
Pleasure being here.